You have to quit this oneness, that ego, that me. When you became selfless, then who are you? You are the beloved, because you don't have a self anymore. This is what we are talking about. I'm not talking about you and your connection with the creator of the existence. That's nonsense to me. I'm talking about you. Why are you here? You are here to hear the story of one fellow who succeeded to change himself. Do you remember that? He came down and he said, I was crying, I became laughter. I was sad, I became happy. The gate of the love was open and I became my king. This is how it is. We are not talking about the rest of the universe, blah, 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 blah. We are talking about you. Talking about the universe and blah, blah, blah is philosophy. And he was the master of it when he was nobody. Yeah. Who was he? Nobody. He was a spoiled child of a rich family. That's what it is. He was successful, he was married, he had the children, everything. But he was nobody because he was me, his ego. He was the master. He was all of that, right? Then a magical stuff happened. Shams came and showed him that that's not it. This is what he's trying to teach you right from the beginning. Right? So now he's talking about your judgment and final question. Why the opposition? He said, what opposition? Now listen to the answer to all that blah, 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 blah of Sufi. Now this is the judge. Yes?
His laughter stirs tears. His glory causes their glories to fade. All this conditionality is tossing like foam on the surface of the unconditioned sea.
Ah. Where is this why and how coming from? Where is it coming from? This. Your brain. It's not there. It's not a part of the existence. You make it. Because you know that you don't know. You want to know. So you question. Yes?
In its essence and action, there is neither opposite nor like. By it, our existences clothed in robes.
Ah. The stuff comes from your brain. It's not out there. It's not practically there. Why and how? Yes.
How should an opposite bestow being and existence on its opposite? Nay, it flees and escapes from it. What is nid? The like, middle, the like of good or bad, how should a like make its own like? When there are two likes, O God-fearing man, why should this one be fitter than that one for creating? Opposites and likes, and number as the leaves of the orchard, or as a flake of foam on the sea that has no like or opposite.
Yeah, there is opposite and differences. All are made by you. Why? Oh, you are the judge, remember? This is the answer of the judge, experienced judge, Rumi's judge, and he's talking with your judgment. You see, all are your judgment. This is not the reality. Reality is not questionable. You question it, because you have two kind of thinking. One is personal, that animal and the ego. The second one is the civilized fellow. Yeah. With the culture. These two. Yes.
Perceive that the victory and defeat of the sea are unconditioned. How should there be room for conditionality in the essence of the sea?
Huh?
Your soul is the least of its playthings. How can the quality and description of the soul be ascertained? Such a sea, then, with every drop whereof the intellect and the spirit are more unfamiliar than the body, how should it be contained in the narrow room of quantity and quality? There, universal reason is one of the ignorant.
Huh. Because the logic, all the stuff of your philosophies, make it bigger and bigger, and at the end will be what? Will be a logic. Will be a part of the existence. And there is a limit to that growth. Because when we are talking about the essence of the logic, everything is covered. There is nothing out of that logic. Yes?
Reason says to the body, O lifeless thing, have you ever had a scent of the sea, whether all return? The body replies, assuredly, I am your shadow. Who would seek help from a shadow, O soul of your uncle? Reason says, this is the house of bewilderment, not a house where the worthy is bolder than the unworthy.
Okay. Now there is an argument between the brain and the body. Okay. The brain is questioning. Body will say, sorry, you have the question, you should have the answer because I'm your shadow, practically. He will say, now a non-magical stuff wants to do the magical stuff, non-magic becomes magic. Yes?
Here, the resplendent sun pays homage to the moat like a menial. In this quarter, the lion lays his head before the deer. Here, the falcon lays his wings before the partridge. If you cannot believe this, how is it that Mustafa seeks a blessing from the lowly poor?
So the opposite of the stuff exists, like magic. If you don't believe me, look at the story of Mustafa. What did he do? He is asking the normal people, please pray for me. Have you heard that? What was it? First of all, it has nothing to do with any prophet. He made it up. Yes, the prophet said, pray for me. What does that mean? This is talking about that we and the relationship between lover and beloved. Who is he? Who is the prophet? The connection between me and the other side, because in one side he is connected to the other side, and in one side as a human he is connecting to me. He is messenger, right? So he is connecting in between. But why is he asking for your prayer? For whom do you pray? The one you like, right? And he is asking for that likeness like everyone. Because that's what it is. I'm begging everyone to like me. Not by talking. By my actions. What am I doing? My deeds will bring in that feeling from the others towards me, right? And I want them to pray for me. Because I don't want to be their enemies. Yes?
If he replied that it was for the purpose of teaching, in what respect was his leaving them in absolute ignorance and means of causing them to understand?
Please don't tell me that he was doing this to teach us to do that. Because this is not the way that the prophet works. Yes.
No, but he knows that the king deposits the royal treasure in ruined places.
Means what? We always say the treasure is in the ruined places. Means what? Means go and dig the ruined places. Where is the ruined place? Your place. Dig it out. Because at the end, you will find the treasure of the meaning. That's what we are looking for, right? Yes?
Evil thoughts are his presenting an appearance contrary to the reality, though every part of him is his spy. No, the truth is absorbed in the truth. Hence 70, nay 100 sects have arisen. I will talk to you of matters indifferent. Listen, O Sufi, open your spiritual ear very wide.
Okay. Now, the judge talked and talked and explained everything, arrived to a point to say that the existence has up and down, the opposites. It's how it works. But why are we talking about it? Let me talk about you, Mr. Sufi, because you want to have your question answered, right? Okay, now listen.
Whatever blow may come to you from heaven, always be expecting a gift of honor after it. For he is not the king to slap you and then not give you a crown and a throne on which to recline. The whole world has the value of a gnat's wing. For one slap, there is an infinite reward.
Okay, let's go back. What are we talking about? Why are you here, Mr. Sufi? You will not be here. You will not have these questions and none of this if you didn't receive that slap, right? That's your motivation. You received a slap, therefore you are here and questioning everything. Yes?
Nimbly slip your neck out of this golden collar the world and take the slaps from God.